resolved that the Delaware County Council opposes any tax policy that affects local units of government that does not come with a corresponding replacement revenue stream implemented by the state of Indiana and does no.
That's Delaware County Councilman Matt Cantz reading from a resolution opposing Senate Bill 1 that the council passed unanimously on Tuesday. The council said it was originally written before the bill was scaled back by senators, but the Nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency says under the current version, Delaware County is still set to lose $1.8 million in 2026, with more as years go on. Councilman William Hughes wrote the resolution. With the recent bill changes, he says he thinks the county will still have to cut 30 to 40 employees. Braun has said local governments need to be more efficient. To that, Hughes says,
to me, our budget is our proof. We go over line by line every year, and there's not the current phrases, waste, fraud, and abuse.
Braun has threatened to veto the current version of Senate Bill 1 unless it's amended again to create broader relief. That would likely mean local governments like Delaware County losing even more money. The House will take up the bill next week. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.